You know, we've heard so much talk about recession or the possibility of a recession that, you know, you begin to pay attention to such things. One economist told us, they said, you know, when you start seeing layoffs, when companies start laying off people, that's when you know that you're in serious you're in serious shape for a recession. And the Challenger job cut report came out today and it was up 46%. It is time to check in with John Challenger. He joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Glad to be with you, David.
Thank you. That was an enormous spike, and it didn't, you know, I looked at your numbers. I mean, they were month over month, but also the year-over-year numbers seemed to take a pretty good spike.
They were heavy this month. 58,577 job cuts were announced in May. That's up 46% from what we saw in April. And like you say, they're also up significantly from last year, 86% higher than May of last year. And it's a continuing story. We've seen it all year long. For the year, we're now at 289,010, nearly 40% higher than what we saw through the first 5 months of last year.
Are you seeing it in all sectors right now, or is it just, you know, retailers who are closing up?
It certainly is retailers. That's what the sector of the economy that's seen the heaviest cuts so far this year. But in the month of May, it was actually tech that made heavy cuts. Large tech firms are moving workers through the pipeline. They're looking to become more agile. We've seen buyouts to older workers in tech and telecom in this latest round. So over 12,000 job cuts in May announced there.
That's amazing because, I mean, that seemed to be, you know, one of the strongest sectors. Of course, we tell, you know, kids, if you're going to major in something, get a good, strong STEM education. You can always find a job there.
Well, I think it's still true, but it's a volatile sector. It's an area where a lot of companies, new companies come on board. They don't make it, and the workers are cut. So it's a place where you probably aren't going to find long-term job security in any one company, but long-term job security for your life is much more viable, much more likely. In fact, it's a great place to be.
What about the automobile industry? Has that calmed down any, or is this the threat of now Mexican tariffs hurt that area?
Well, it's an interesting question what's going to happen there. After retail, manufacturing and automotive have seen the heaviest cuts this year, continued in the month of May. And these cuts are occurring both in industrial companies, that's often automotive aftermarket companies. They've announced 44,000 cuts this year, and then we saw nearly 6,000 there this year. Automotive has cut 21,000 jobs this year, over 200% higher than what we saw in the year previous.
So is it the Rust Belt that's losing jobs again, or are we seeing job losses across the country?
I think these automotive cuts are occurring based on where we are in this period of expansion, late expansion. Consumers have made their big purchases. We're seeing more strong consumer demand in the areas that are more discretionary. So the automotive companies have been cutting back all year long.
You know, I mean, it's one thing for these people to be losing jobs, but can they find new ones? And that really comes to the reason to be for Challenger Gray Christmas. Can you find people jobs as they're getting laid off?
Well, you can find them jobs, but most people have to consider moving sectors and not just being tied to one industrial area. If you've been in manufacturing, maybe you can take some of those trade skills out to construction, which has been a stronger area. Or if you're in any of the functional areas that many people are in companies, in accounting and finance, or sales and marketing, or in human resources, you can often go from industry to industry. You stay within your function, and that's how people make successful job changes.
Mr. Challenger, what does your gut tell you? I mean, you've been following these kind of numbers forever. I started off talking about an economist who said, you know, you start seeing layoffs, that's when you know you're going into a recession. What do you see?
Well, I don't think we're there quite yet. It's interesting that the Fed, you know, has said that they might very well lower interest rates again to keep this economy moving, and that is a very effective tool, to making the economy continue to hum. If we do see heavy cuts, the Fed will jump in and lower rates. So I think there's more to run, but we obviously are in the late period of this expansion. It's the longest running expansion in history. Who would have thought after the Great Recession we'd be where we are now with so many months and years of strong job growth, but that is where we are, and at least right now it doesn't look like it's going to end tomorrow.
Well, I'd say, look, after scaring the daylights out of us in 08 and 09, I think we're entitled to a 10-year expansion. I don't know about you, John.
Like that. Certainly, that was a hard time, and it's been so good since.
It has been. I'm getting used to it. John Challenger is the CEO of Challenger Gray & Crisp. It's always good to speak with you, sir. Thanks.
Thank you, David.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.